AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is looking for a compromise on his big infrastructure bill with Republicans, including a 15% minimum tax on corporations and the possibility of revenues from increased IRS enforcement. Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if a corporate tax hike is off the table.
Absolutely not. What the president believes is one that corporations can afford to pay a little bit more. And that's a way that we can pay for a range of the bold proposals that he has put forward.
The rate hike is a non-starter with Republicans because it would undo the 2017 tax cuts signed into law by President Trump. Talk of another Trump presidential run is building, even as he faces the most serious legal challenge of his career. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
In a series of interviews, the ex-president's been typically non-committal, but people who've spoken with him say Trump is talking and acting more like he does plan to run in 2024. He's launching a more public phase of his post-presidency with a weekend speech in North Carolina. One ally says a reason Trump has not explicitly said he'll run is because he refuses to acknowledge he lost the presidency in 2020 and remains obsessed with the election. Talk of a potential run comes amid signs New York prosecutors are moving towards seeking charges in a two-year criminal probe of Trump's business dealings. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House is going to be sharing the U.S. supply of unused coronavirus vaccine.
We made the decision to share at least 75% of these vaccines through COVAX.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the rest will be used for immediate needs. He's won 5 college basketball titles at Duke. Mike Krzyzewski is going to try for number 6.
The journey's going to be over in a year. And we're going to go after it as hard as we possibly can.
This is AP News. Britain's High Court ruled the Conservative government broke the law when it housed asylum seekers in run-down conditions.
Hundreds of migrants who crossed the English Channel in small boats have been sent to Napier Barracks in southeast England since September, despite a warning from public health authorities that it was unsuitable. A refugee charity said residents at the barracks faced freezing cold conditions over the winter, and the government said almost 200 had tested positive for COVID-19 during an outbreak earlier this year. In January, there were disturbances and a fire at the facility. 6 asylum seekers challenged the British government in court, arguing that conditions at the barracks posed real and immediate risks to life and of ill treatment. Zaria Shakili, London.
13 people went on trial today in Paris, accused of cyberbullying or death threats against a teenage girl who posted online comments critical of Islam. The judge immediately granted a defense request to delay the trial. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.